This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis has more than 50,000 Bosnian residents. That's more than anywhere else in the world outside of Europe. The Missouri Botanical Garden has been talking to Bosnians here and abroad about what they eat to understand how immigration has affected their cuisine. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen has the story.
Four middle-aged Bosnian women are bustling in a warmly lit kitchen that smells like bread and cheese. Bags of flour and sugar, metal mixing bowls, and trays of flaky pastries are spread across an island.
Do you want to make more, or should we move to her mushrooms again?
That's Ashley Glenn, a botanist at the Missouri Botanical Garden. She's facilitating a Bosnian cooking workshop at Fontbonne University for an audience of 24 people. She and the Bosnian women are about to make hrmašica, which are oval-shaped golden brown cookies that are drenched in syrup.
So I don't know if you can see it from where you're sitting, but the sugar is being immediately sucked up by the cookies.
For the last year and a half, Glenn has interviewed over 100 Bosnians in St. Louis and in Bosnia about what they eat and how they eat. She chose to study them because St. Louis is known for its large Bosnian community.
The story of food in St. Louis is really an immigrant story. And we have so many Bosnians here. It's such a strong and vibrant community, and a lot of other St. Louisans don't really have a lot of knowledge about what's going on. So we wanted to study the food story of St. Louis through the eyes of Bosnians.
Bosnian and American cuisine are in some ways pretty similar. There's a lot of bread, meats, and salads. But when Glenn traveled to Bosnia, she noticed major differences between the two cultures, starting with where Bosnians get their food.
The whole landscape is just dotted with organic farms. Everyone's pulling food out of their backyards to cook with. So the tomatoes, the potatoes, the pickles, everything's really vibrant and fresh.
Glenn interviewed a lot of Bosnians who missed having close access to fresh produce. That can be hard to get in urban areas like St. Louis. At the workshop, Drita Hasanbasic said finding fresh produce was difficult after she moved here in 1999.
We don't have time to go to certain places where it's fresh food, you know. But some people go to Amish people to buy peppers, yellow peppers.
Glenn says the slower pace of life in Bosnia has also shaped the kinds of rituals people have, like drinking coffee.
Whereas we might grab a cup of coffee on the go or have some while we work, for Bosnians, sitting down with coffee is a ritual. It's a food experience. You've got treats. You've got really strong coffee. You don't do any work. You don't rush it. You sit with your family and talk about your day.
But Bosnian children who grew up in St. Louis lead faster-paced lives. They don't have as much time to bake for hours or have long coffee breaks. Maja Sadikovic moved here when she was 8.
I've personally never made a burek, sirnica, or zeljanca, or krompiruša simply because it takes so much time. My mom does spend, when she makes it, she spends that whole morning making the filo dough, you know, and doing it properly because, you know, she wants it to taste good for us.
Glenn's still in the early stages of her research, but eventually she wants to share what she's learned about Bosnian culture by holding events like the cooking workshop. So it's likely there will be more hrmašica to go around in the future.
Oh, by the way, if you want to say thank you in Bosnian, it's Vala.
I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.